This is a business radio show where we talk about the craziness of small business. It's that craziness that actually makes it exciting, interesting, and totally unpredictable. This is Business Insanity Talk Radio with your host, Barry Maltz.
Let's talk about something important.
Welcome to the very first show of Business Insanity. This is your host, Barry Maltz, and today is July 11, 2008. This is a business radio show where we talk about all the craziness of small business.
We now are coming up on our 500th radio show.
Wait, what? 500? Is that right? We better get started.
Oh, I'm looking forward to it. I can't wait.
My first guest, John Sculley, is one of America's best-known business leaders, the former CEO of Apple. John has become a sought-after global storyteller for the digital revolution. John, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Barry. Great to be with you.
My next guest was there at the beginning of the internet when he brought us the world online when he co-founded AOL. Steve Case is one of America's most successful entrepreneurs. Steve, welcome to the show.
Great to be with you, Barry.
My next guest is Robert Herjavec, who is one of the country's most recognizable business leaders. He's one of the stars of Shark Tank. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
My next guest is Barbara Cochran. Barbara is the real estate contributor for NBC's Today Show. Barbara is also an investor on Shark Tank. Barbara, welcome to the show.
Pleasure being here.
Joining us today is the creator of the clothing line FUBU and star of Shark Tank, Damon John. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Few people have influenced the day-to-day management of people and companies more than Ken Blanchard, a prominent, sought-after author, speaker, and business consultant. Ken, welcome back to the show.
Good. Nice to be with you, Barry.
My next guest really needs no introduction. Craig Newmark is the founder of Craigslist. Craig, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks.
My next guest is Susan Cain. Of course, she's the author of the New York best-selling book, Quiet, The Power of Introverts in a World That Can't Stop Talking. Susan, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Barry. It's great to be here.
Brad Keywell is a co-founder and director of Groupon. He's a recovering lawyer and one of the most successful entrepreneurs. Brad, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Barry.
For over 25 years, filmmaker Ken Burns has been producing films that are unafraid of controversy and tragedy. Ken's films have won 12 Emmy Awards and 2 Oscar nominations. Ken, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much.
Guy Kawasaki is the chief evangelist at Canva. Formerly, he was advisor to Motorola Business Unit of Google and chief evangelist at Apple. Guy, welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much for having me back.
Daniel's going to introduce our first guest for this week's show.
Okay, I am super excited. William Hung, welcome to the show.
She bangs, she bangs. Oh, baby, when she moves, she moves. I go crazy.
All right, she bangs, baby.
In July 2008, I turned to my friend Scott Jordan to be the powerful first guest. Scott, of course, is the co-founder and CEO of the innovative clothing line Scotty Vest. He was there for the first show. He came back for the 100th show. And now, Scott, welcome to the 200th show.
Thanks for having me back, Barry.
My first guest this morning is JJ Ramberg. She, of course, is the host of MSNBC's Your Business, the only television show dedicated to issues affecting small business owners. JJ, welcome to the show.
Hi there, Barry.
My next guest is Mr. Tony Hsieh. He's the CEO of Zappos. Tony, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Joining us to share more is entrepreneur and host of CNBC's The Prophet, Marcus Lemonis. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Dan Pink is the author of 5 provocative books. His latest is To Sell as Human, The Surprising Truth About Moving Others. Dan, welcome to the show.
Barry, it's great to be with you.
My guest today is Penelope Trunk. She has founded 3 startups, including Brazen Careers. Inc. magazine called her the world's most influential guidance counselor. Penelope, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Barry.
My next guest is Brian Tracy, who has consulted for more than 1,000 companies and addressed more than 5 million people in 5,000 talks and seminars. Brian, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Barry.
If there ever was a person that epitomizes perseverance, it's former Chicago Cub, Adam Greenberg. Adam, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me, Barry.
Fran Tarkenton knows what it takes to succeed in a competitive arena. As one of the NFL's all-time great competitors, he was quarterbacks for the Minnesota Vikings and New York Giants. Fran took teams to the 1973, 1974, 1976 Super Bowls. Fran, welcome to the show.
Barry, good to be with you.
I'm very proud this morning to have Tim Ferriss. He's an angel investor and author of the number one New York Times, Wall Street Journal, and Business Week bestseller, The 4-Hour Work Week. Tim, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
My guest today is Michael E. Gerber. He, of course, is an entrepreneur, a small business coach, and a best-selling author of 5 books, of course, the E-Myth series. Inc. magazine called him the world's number one small business guru. Michael, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Barry.
My next guest is Seth Godin. He has written 14 books, every one a bestseller. Seth, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Barry. It's a pleasure, but I got a small complaint. My complaint is we need to change the name of the show because the stuff isn't insane and it's not crazy. It
there you go. That's
works.
Right. That's right.
If it works, it's not crazy.
Yeah, baby.
This is the final word in small business. Business Insanity Talk Radio, show 500.
Unbelievable, Debbie. We're at show number 500. And I want to welcome back our first guest on that very first show, July 1st, 2008. Scott Jordan, welcome back.
Good to be back, Barry. I can't believe it's 500 shows. That's amazing.
Lovely. 10 years.
Congratulations.
10 years. Thank you. I appreciate that. So the topic we're talking about this morning on the 500 show is how has small business changed in your business just overall, Scott, over the last 10 years?
I think that's a great question. I think the ability to get things done remotely and scattering your workforce, taking advantage of contractors in multiple states, and the internet has just brought so many people so much closer together and changed everything. So if I had one thing to say that, it's increasingly easier for me to do business in Ketchum, Idaho, where I'm located, by working with so many other people outside of my area.
Yeah, Scott, I think you were really a trailblazer in this area in two ways. One is, many, many years ago, you picked up your business and you moved from Chicago to Ketchum, Idaho, because you could really live anywhere, right?
Or so I thought, at least when I started, I could live anywhere and run my business anywhere. And we moved our business here about 15 years ago. But, initially it was pretty difficult to do that, to deal with the remote employees and everything else. And, it was our goal to build the business here as best we could. And it just became increasingly difficult in a small little mountain town. So we have over the years moved more and more of our functions to other areas and just work remotely. And as a result, we're doing over $20 million in
amazing
sales this year, and we have 10 full-time employees.
It's amazing. One of the other things that I thought has changed a lot in the last 10 years, I remember when you first started, one of your goals was really to get your clothing into major retailers. But that's really changed over the years. I mean, eventually you're able to do that, but I think you were the one of the people that really pioneered going direct to the consumer with very, very engaging marketing.
That's right. When we started 18 years ago, Scott Evest in Chicago, there was no online clothing to speak of. Clothing was kind of an afterthought for, catalog companies, the internet was. And by accident, we said, okay, let's just e-commerce enable our website. And as a result, we became what is now known as the very first digitally native vertical brand, DNVB, if you will.
And what does that mean?
That means that you maintain a direct relationship with your customer. Primarily, most of your business is done online, although the vertically integrated part speaks to having brick-and-mortar stores for us, something we have avoided for years, and we're now exploring it seriously. I mean, you can't ignore the success of Untuck It and Bonobos in the apparel space, who have realized that being just online is not enough. You need to really expand beyond that.
And I remember, Scott, in the early years, you worked harder than anybody that I've ever can remember, because you would go out, get on the road, and you would talk to anybody that would talk to you about Scott Evest, right?
That's right. I treated my customers then as I do now as someone that I want their money, and I want them to get a great product and a great customer service and response. And I think if people know the person behind the brand, they're much more inclined to give up their money. And that- I was hungry. I never wanted to ever practice law again. So
there's a good motivator.
Failure was not an option.
There's a good motivator. And one of the things that I love that you do is you go out and you have these community events where you go, you meet the people, you give some giveaways of the products, and that you're always showing your customers with wearing your products. And I love that. So, Scott, thanks so much for being on the first show, and thanks for coming back for the 500 show. One last time, or one more time, give us where we can get in touch with you.
ScottEvest.com. That's ScottEvest.com. And I'm readily findable personally on all the social media platforms.
Scott, thanks so much. Coming up, we have the marketing expert that I love, Seth Godin. This is AM560 The Answer. Be right back.
My overrating's bad.
Chicago's Morning Answer with Dan Proft and Amy Jacobson.
I didn't know, too, that we could tip Uber drivers.
Didn't know.
This is new to me.
Every time you complete a ride, you get it pops up with a rating, and then if you want to add a tip. 2.5 Uber rating for Amy Jacobson, 4.88.
What?
This is for Dan Proft.
Do you just not even say anything to them when you get in the car?
Correct. That's the secret to getting a high Uber rating.
Chicago's Morning Answer. Weekday mornings starting at 5 on AM 560. The Answer.
You've already upgraded your cell phone to a smart device, which lets you use the internet to be more productive on the go. But what about your desk phone? Nextiva is a smart business phone system in the cloud. With a simple setup through an internet connection, you can soon have access to your office communications wherever you are. Stay seamlessly connected with clients and stay more mobile than ever before for just one low monthly cost. Give your business more than just a basic desk phone. Visit Nextiva.com or call 800-799-0600 to learn more today. Nextiva, simplifying your business communications. Get a copy of Barry's new book, BAM, where he shows how social media and our self-service world has rewritten all the rules of customer service. The best marketing now is BAM, good customer service. Be the first to tweet Barry at Barry Bolt and get a free copy of the book.
Hey, if risk mitigation is important to your company, then you need Global Verification Network. Global Verification Network is a federally recognized, veteran-owned small business right here in Chicagoland. These guys are the best. If your company hires new employees, leases buildings and property, or conducts new business transactions, you need to deal with the right people. Global Verification Network, man, they are the background screening experts dedicated to timely and affordable background screening services for employment, tenant screening, and business due diligence. Global Verification Network is used by Fortune 100 companies all the way to startups. Their screening programs are 100% compliant and custom tailored for a wide range of industries. Get a no-obligation risk analysis for your company. Visit mygvn.com or call 877-695-1179. Global Verification Network, the risk mitigation experts.
All right, if your roof's needy, you can
call Grumweedy.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. If your roof is leaky, if the shingles are curling, or if your roof isn't right after storms, then you need to call Grumweedy with roofing companies, and the difference is, of course, installation. Now, Grumweedy, they know that, and that's why they follow the manufacturer's specifications, so your warranty is totally intact, and many companies don't do that, and that could void your warranty. If you hate high-pressure sales tactics, not from Grumweedy. They give you good, better, best options. You make the choice, no pressure. Grumweedy is a roof that lasts at a fair price. Now, Mark Olson and Greg Olson of Grumweedy, they lead this third-generation family business that's been doing Chicagoland roofs since 1953. Now, they fix roof problems, so if your roof is needy, yeah,
call Grumweedy.
That's 630-595-8020. That's 630-595-8020. They're online, of course, at myroofisneedy.com.
Stick around and get your small business unstuck. More of Business Insanity Talk Radio with Barry Maltz. Now on AM 560, The Answer.
Well, my second guest of the 500th episode is the person I think is the best small business marketing expert of our time. Seth Godin is an author, entrepreneur, most of all a teacher. In addition to launching one of the most popular blogs in the world, he has written 18 best-selling books, including The Dip, Linchpin, Purple Cow, Tribes, and What to Do When It's Your Turn, and It's Always Your Turn. Seth, welcome back to the show.
Congratulations, Barry. It's such a privilege to be with you today.
Seth, it's so great to have you. So I've been doing the show for 10 years. In your thoughts, what has really changed in small business over the last 10 years?
Mostly it's access. And then the second thing I would say is Amazon. Access and Amazon. By access, I mean you can reach suppliers much easier. You can reach consumers much easier. But at the same time, harder than ever to earn attention and trust because Google and everything else means that there's so much noise and so much choice.
So what can a small business do? Because one of their biggest concerns, and obviously almost any retailer, is Amazon. What's the best strategy? Is it to try to work against them or to work with them or a combination of both?
You can't out Amazon. Amazon now owns the idea that you can get what you want the next day for the cheapest price. So if that's all you're offering, you're going to lose. The alternative is to be the one and only, to offer something else, something Amazon can't possibly offer. And once you realize that's not a sidelight, that's the entire point of what you do, it changes things. Too many businesses, small businesses, have the slogan, you can pick anyone and we're anyone.
Right.
Well, if that's all you are, I'm going somewhere else.
One of the things you said in one of your recent blogs was that the hardest part is not charging a lot. It's delivering more than the person paid for. Can you talk about that?
If you're not going to race to the bottom, if you're not going to say I'm the cheapest, then you got to figure out how to race to the top. And you've got to be able to say you'll pay a lot, but you get more than you pay for. But how can you possibly do that? Well, you can't do it by saying, for example, which is what you see when you walk down New York City past small businesses, we buy gold, highest prices paid. Because how can everyone pay the highest price? That's impossible. What you can offer are things that are more magical, more difficult to measure, things like respect and care and passion. And those sorts of things require not physical labor, but emotional labor. So let's say you're a jeweler, custom jeweler, and a bride comes and buys a ring from you. The question is, did you send that bride a wedding gift? Did you call that bride 2 months after she got married to ask how her honeymoon was? Did you send her a postcard on her first anniversary? Not because you want to sell her more, because she's only going to buy one wedding ring, but because you want to be with your customers in a way that a big business could never do so. And you will be repaid because she will tell other people.
So why don't more small business owners do this? Is it because they don't have any time? They're wrapped up with chasing the next deal? What really happens for the owner?
Well, I think a couple things. First of all, we get beaten up so many times by bottom fishing customers, by less principled competitors. It's a grind. It's not easy to be in small business, and it wears us out. And sometimes we take that out on exactly the wrong people, which are the customers who showed up and care about us. And number two is we got taught in school that our job is to do our job, to do what's on the test, to meet spec, to do the minimum amount of work for the best grades. And that might work in school, but it's not the right approach if you're going to build a small business that matters.
Do you think that also a lot of folks do this because they're always chasing the next deal? They want to do whatever they can to make money, and they're not really focused on what they want to be doing and the customers that they should be working with?
Well, one of the things that we learned from Mad Men and from the magic of mass marketing is that what you want is the biggest possible market. And it turns out that's not true. It turns out that the most effective small business goes after the smallest possible market, the smallest viable market that you can live with. Because if you can pick the smallest market, you can obsess about them, you can care about them, and you can go to sleep at night with a smile on your face. On the other hand, if you say, I need everyone, you're never going to be done. and you're always going to be disappointing people.
It's so strange, Seth, because I think that's just the opposite of what most people think, is that I want my product or service be to have by everybody, not just by this small segment.
Right. And that's why I can write a whole book about it, because I think it's worth us understanding as small business people. You know, people say to me, and you gave me a very nice intro, people say to me, well, I'm not Seth Godin. Well, let me tell you something. Seth Godin is completely unknown by 97% of the people in America. There are only 6 million people who have ever heard my name. 97% of people have never heard of me. That's fine, because 6 million is more than enough.
Absolutely. One of the posts you just did was about keeping a catastrophe journal. And one of the things that this really connected with me, I realized that all my dreams are anxiety dreams. And I think a lot of small business owners obsess about not with what could go right, but they always obsess about what could go wrong.
So the idea of a catastrophe journal is pretty simple. Go to the stationery store, buy a 99-cent notebook, and every time there's a catastrophe that you think you've completely screwed up, that your business is over, that you messed up, write it down. Write down exactly what went wrong and exactly what you think is going to happen as a result. Number one, writing it down like that will make it less powerful. And number two, as page after page after page gets filled up with false predictions, you will realize that there's a difference between an actual catastrophe and catastrophizing. And maybe you won't be quite so hard on yourself.
Yeah, I think I definitely do that. The last question, Seth, I really want to ask you is, it seems that America is so polarized politically these days. Do you think that is hurting American small business, or to most folks it doesn't matter? They're going to do business with whoever's going to buy their product.
I think that there's a whole bunch of things going on here. It's not good for anyone in the culture to be completely inundated with news on a regular basis about how we are divided, how things are broken, more catastrophizing. It's important to remember that the media views us as the product. They sell us to the advertiser. And the media has discovered that the cheapest sport in town is the sport of dividing us. And what we get to do as individuals in the grassroots is connect ourselves, is to reach out and to see other humans face to face. And the more we do that, and the less we spend 2, 4, 7 hours a day looking at our phone, the better things will become.
What do you think the biggest change over the next few years is going to be for small business?
I think that there's going to be a huge washout of small businesses that are still hanging on as temporary Amazon substitutes. That so much of what small business does is deliver a product that you could get from someone else. And we're going to see, as the internet moves more and more into every corner, that that's just not going to be the case anymore. You know, dog food. I don't need to go to the pet store anymore to buy dog food. It shouldn't be. There's no good reason for that. We know how often my dog eats dog food. It will just come to my house. Well, multiply that times 50, and you're going to see a whole bunch of small businesses either becoming unique, powerful human enterprises that humans want to engage with, or they're going to disappear.
Well, you're really talking about something that really for the regular small business owner is a lot of work, because I think that caring really takes a lot of time about your customers.
For sure. And if you're not prepared to do that work, you should go get a job, because it's going to be ugly. And that work for me is why I get out of bed every morning. And you can find that in yourself. It's thrilling and it's possible, but we've got to get out of the mindset of you're just a cog in the distribution machine, because you're not.
So Seth, with the last minute I have, could you share any of the new projects you have going on or things you're focusing on now for our small business owners?
I'm going to be launching a new course next month, a workshop for people who are small business folks who are trying to build a business with no money. And we'll put that on the blog. And the Alt MBA is signing up people now. It's got 2,500 alumni in 46 countries.
Wow.
You can find out more at altmba.com.
Seth, I appreciate so much coming back on the show. You've always been such a great supporter of the show and any of my work, and it really means a lot to me.
Well, thanks. I'm rooting. I'll be on show 1,000. Just call me then, all right?
I hope so. Seth, thanks so much. It's Seth Godin, who's one of the biggest small business experts in the entire world. And, of course, you should subscribe to Seth Godin's blog at sethgodin.com. This is AM560 The Answer. We'll be right back.
Barry Elder believes there are answers to some of our problems.
The immigration debate in the aftermath of the death of Molly Tibbetts. Trump has been talking about this for a very long time.
This was something that was preventable.
If the border were secured, if there was really an interest on the part of the left in doing something about illegal immigration, we wouldn't have this problem. How many times do I need to say this?
The Larry Elder Show, weeknights at 7, right before Jay Sekulow at 9 on AM 560. The Answer.
Fox News Radio, I'm Karen McHugh. Losing strength, but still packing somewhat of a punch. Flooding from now Tropical Depression Florence, still a major issue in North Carolina. But life is slowly getting back to normal in South Carolina.
All school closures, except those in Horry and Georgetown counties, are now, right now, immediately returned to the local school authorities. And all state offices previously closed will be open for business on Monday.
Governor Henry McMaster, a 36-year-old man now facing first-degree murder charges, accused of killing two little girls in Arizona more than 5 years ago.
Christopher Matthew Clements was indicted on multiple felony charges to include the murders of Isabel Mercedes Celis and Maribel Victoria Gonzalez.
Clements is being held on $5 million bail. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Cash flow. It's something every business is worried about. It's hard to know at any given moment how you're doing, and worse, it's impossible to predict the future. Until now, welcome to CashflowTool.com, the ultimate companion for QuickBooks. CashflowTool.com gives instant visibility on any device, anywhere, of your cash flow and alerts for unexpected expenses. It analyzes past finances and projects how much money you'll have tomorrow, next week, and next month. Start your free trial now at CashflowTool.com/Barry. It's simple, powerful, and predictive.
With Barry's 25 years in small business, he has finally discovered the magic formula to make more profit at any company. Business gurus make it sound so complicated, but it's really simple. The formula is P times P equals P. P times P equals P, where people multiplied by process means more profit. Learn how you can take a quantum leap in just 180 days to grow the profit in your business. Contact Barry at barry@maltz.com. That's barry@maltz.com.
Are you stuck? Is this the year you finally grow your business and make more money? During Barry's many years of running his own company, he had to deal with the challenges of a business that just wasn't going anywhere. It was a painful realization. His business had flatlined, and he had no idea how to breathe new life into it. It was especially difficult for Barry since his customers were not getting the service he was so passionate about delivering. Second, he wasn't making any money. Finally, his business was sucking the life out of him. Do any of these sound familiar? Your sales won't budge in spite of your best efforts. You have few new leads for customers coming in and existing customers fading away. You're burned out and completely exhausted. It's no longer fun and your family suffers as well. If you're one of the millions of small business owners facing these problems every year, Barry has the answer. Check out barrymaltz.com/unstuck to subscribe to his 6-part video series.
Sometimes when it rains, it pours right into your basement. This is Gus from Chicagoland Waterproofing. My mission is to identify why your home is taking on water and fix it. I want you to sleep at night during a rainstorm and not worry about your basement filling up with water. Like our client Kim from Mount Prospect.
We had chronic basement flooding and no one could figure out why. During a huge storm, water was pouring in through the window wells of our finished basement and we had to bail out 6 inches of water. We got a bunch of estimates, but Gus's was the most reasonable, plus he knew exactly what the problem was. He put in a full basement drain tile system and an additional sub pump with a backup battery. Chicagoland Waterproofing gave us peace of mind. I like to say, in Gus we trust.
From simple sump pumps to complex storm drainage and crack foundation solutions, Chicagoland Waterproofing's work comes with a lifetime warranty. Plus, a fully licensed plumber is always on staff. Request your estimate today at ChicagolandWaterproofingPros.com or call 847-296-3500.
Discover Westmont, a community nestled in the heart of DuPage County. With top-notch schools, beautiful, affordable housing, and excellent dining and shopping, Westmont makes a great place to live, work, and play. Choose Westmont. Discover how your business can flourish and grow with a wonderful central location providing rapid access to Chicago's key expressways, airports, and many family-friendly amenities. Add quick transportation on the Burlington train line, and that means simple and easy travel for everyone. Westmont is committed to working collaboratively with you to facilitate inquiries about your family or business relocation. We'll help your company navigate to Westmont for a great experience. Call Larry Forsberg at Westmont Economic Development at 630-824-9337. That's 630-824-9337 to find out about incentives that can help you plan your development, relocation, or expansion. Discover all Westmont has to offer. For more information, visit choosewestmont.com. That's choosewestmont.com.
Now, back to Business Insanity Talk Radio. It's time to get your small business unstuck on AM 560. The Answer. Once again, here's Barry Maltz.
Welcome back to show number 500. I want to talk to two of my favorite small business experts. Mike Michalowicz is the author of Profit First, Surge, The Prumpkin Plan, and his newest release, Clockwork. Ramon Ray is the founder of Smart Hustle Magazine. He's an entrepreneur, best-selling author, international speaker. Guys, welcome to the show, number 500.
Hey, Barry, this is Ramon. Thanks for having me, man.
So, Mike, the show's been on for 10 years. You've been in this industry for a long time, both as a small business owner, as a small business expert. What do you think has changed the most over the last 10 years?
I think it's been the implementation of technology and the use of it. I remember when email first came out, you know, we're emailing back and forth to communicate. Now it's the biggest sales platform that exists. And I believe how it's manifesting now is international opportunity. My own business, 20% of our business now is offshore, meaning we're generating revenue from offshore. And I think that's the opportunity to leverage these advances in technology.
And Ramon, it's been a long time since you left that job at the UN and you went out for fame and fortune, which you've achieved. What do you think's changed over the last 10 years?
Yeah, I think, Barry, what's not changed is the aspects of business, the business 101, relationships, profit and loss, et cetera, marketing fundamentals. But I think what has changed a lot definitely is the technology. I mean, Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, LinkedIn, these are explosive things, I think, Barry, for those who can enhance it and take advantage of it. So I think this has been the biggest ability to capture an audience, to capture attention without having to use the proverbial yellow pages. So I'm always amazed at that.
So, Ramon, a lot of folks say, yeah, I need to use technology, but a lot of them aren't like us, which kind of grew up on technology, don't know where to start. Where do you direct people to start when it comes to technology?
I have found, again, technology is a big word, but I think if I had to break it down to a few silos, one, get out of having your contacts into a regular, you know, contact platform, your email, and learn to segment your database. All customers are not the same. Second of all, I'd say just build your personal brand, especially for the small businesses. That's my jam. That's what I talk about, as you know, Barry, all the time. Whether it's Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, do a video a week. Do an engaging post. It's going to take a while, but you do those two things that have several, I could say, segment your customers, CRM, and other tools that we know of. And two, use the social platform to build your personal brand. You'll be farther along than your competitors.
Now, Mike, one of the things that you're really a master at is content marketing. In fact, you were the one that actually came up with my Unstuck brand, and you really taught me content marketing. How has that been effective for you?
Yeah, so it's given me an opportunity to communicate with my customer base, my readership base. Now, my primary business is an author, and I have been blessed with tens of thousands of readers that I'm communicating with. And what technology has allowed is to build this personal relationship where people feel that they know me more than just a name on a book, that they've had some kind of contact with me. And it's real. I can do it. Now, it's not none of these big intimate relationships that we're hanging out and having coffee together, but it's an email here, it's a video there, and it's built a strong rapport, I think, that is superior to anything I could have done in the past because of the technology.
You know, it's interesting because I have been doing content marketing for a while, and I finally get together with someone who was on my list who I didn't know, and I got together for lunch, Mike, and the first thing he said to me was, well, Barry, I feel like I already know you.
Yeah, right? And so even when we were quipping offline, you said, hey, I wanted to see what you were doing today, so I checked out what your wife said on Facebook. I mean, the reality is we can build these intimate relationships if we're willing to open the door. Now, that's a choice we have to make. But I've chosen to share some insights into my personal life because I know that builds that know, like, and trust when people can see their own life's experience and your experience. And someone in my position, in your position, Ramon's position, when we have the know, like, and trust of our community, they're much more likely to consume what we're offering.
Now, Ramon, you've gotten very personal in a lot of your posts and a lot of your videos. I know when you had South by Southwest a couple of years ago, you talked about depression. I've talked on my blog about depression. What gave you the courage really to open up and have people see all of you?
Yeah, I think, Barry, the biggest thing it was is I was just tired of being fake. And when I say fake, not that I am being hypocritical per se, but I think so many times in this entrepreneurial journey, we have this wall that we built up. Look at me. I'm successful. I have 10,000 followers, 100,000 followers. Look at me. And I think you both get what I mean. But Barry, at some point, I just got tired of it. I remember sitting in my car as I posted the first post I did on depression and other things. And I was like, guys, today I'm feeling yucky. I feel worthless. I feel I can't speak. I feel my business is not where it needs to be. I need to – finances is a weakness of mine. So at the time, I was probably going through Mike's book, Profit First.
Right.
And that's really where it started, Barry, just to be more real and take down the facade.
I think it's all really good advice. Well, we've run out of time for this segment. Ramon, where can people find more information about you and about the Smart Hustle Conference that's coming up?
Appreciate that. RamonRay.com, RamonRay.com, SmartHustle.com/conference. Thanks, Barry.
And Mike, we just featured a couple of weeks ago, you just launched a brand new book called Clockwork. Tell people about where they can get the book and where they can reach you.
So Clockwork is on Amazon or your favorite bookstore. And unfortunately, my name's not as easy to spell as Ramon Ray. Mine's MikeMichalowicz.com. But you can go to MikeMotorbike.com as the shortcut. Don't bring it to my site.
Is that real? It's now Mike Motorbike?
Yeah, MikeMotorbike.com, because I can't even spell my last name.
I love it. I just love it. Guys, I appreciate you so much for being and celebrating the 500th episode of Business Sanity Talk Radio. We'll talk to both of you soon.
Congratulations.
Thanks, Aaron. Congratulations.
This is AM56 The Answer. We'll be right back with the one and only Carol Roth.
Do you wake up at night worried about your business cash flow? Or worry about running out of cash, not knowing when your invoices get paid, or panic when a sudden expense happens? Well, worry no more. Welcome to CashflowTool.com, the ultimate companion for QuickBooks. CashflowTool.com gives instant visibility on any device, anywhere, of your cash flow and alerts for unexpected expenses. It analyzes past finances and projects how much money you'll have tomorrow, next week, and next month. Start your free trial now at CashflowTool.com/Barry. It's simple, powerful, and predictive.
Thinking of starting your own business? Get on board for a crazy ride. Be the first person to tweet Barry at Barry Moltz and get a free copy of his book, You Need to Be a Little Crazy, The Truth About Starting and Growing Your Own Business. You will need the company. Thinking of starting your own business? Get on board for a crazy ride. Be the first person to tweet Barry at Barry Moltz and get a free copy of his book, You Need to Be a Little Crazy, The Truth About Starting and Growing Your Own Business. You will need the company.
Are you stuck? Is this the year you finally grow your business and make more money? During Barry's many years of running his own company, he had to deal with the challenges of a business that just wasn't going anywhere. It was a painful realization. His business had flatlined, and he had no idea how to breathe new life into it. It was especially difficult for Barry since his customers were not getting the service he was so passionate about delivering. Second, he wasn't making any money. Finally, his business was sucking the life out of him. Do any of these sound familiar? Your sales won't budge in spite of your best efforts. You have few new leads for customers coming in and existing customers fading away. You're burned out and completely exhausted. It's no longer fun and your family suffers as well. If you're one of the millions of small business owners facing these problems every year, Barry has the answer. Check out BarryMoltz.com/unstuck to subscribe to his 6-part video series.
You remember a simpler time when family fun was about having fun. It didn't include the kids glued to their tablets or smartphones. Well, real family fun is back at Gobert's Pumpkin Patch. For almost 70 years, Gobert's has been Chicagoland's family destination for fall fun.
This was the most fun day ever. My parents were there. My kids were there. There was a pumpkin patch, a maze, a haunted house, slides, a train, a fresh market, and there was so much more. I loved it.
It's a family tradition for us to visit Gobert's every October. The pumpkins are great. The attractions are fun. And the apple cider donuts are to die for.
Loved it. One price to get in, and almost all the activities were free. My kids had a blast.
Listen to the kids.
My mom loves the homemade caramel apples.
I have to say, the pumpkin cannon is cool.
They got a pumpkin-eating dinosaur.
The live giraffe is really cool.
I love the jumping pillow and the pumpkin express train ride.
Gobert's Pumpkin Patch in Pingree Grove. Pick apples, explore the pumpkin patch, play games, ride the train. Gobert'sPumpkinPatch.com. Harvesting family memories.
Stick around and get your small business unstuck. More of Business Insanity Talk Radio with Barry Maltz. Now on AM 560, The Answer.
Well, welcome back to show number 500. I'm continuing to have the parade of some of my favorite small business experts. My next guest is Carol Ross. She's the creator of FutureFile Legacy Planning System. She's a recovering investment banker, billion-dollar deal maker, investor, entrepreneur, business advisor, national media personality, and the author of the New York Times best-selling book, The Entrepreneur Equation. She counts among her accomplishments of having an action figure made in her own likeness, which, of course, I have one, getting a standing ovation from Richard Branson and having the NFL follow her on Twitter. Carol, welcome back to the show.
Yes, Barry, and congratulations on your 500th show. I feel like I should have brought some cake, but I wasn't sure how to get it through the line.
That's a little bit tough. And people always are like, well, you know, Barry, how'd you get like Amazon and Dell and things like that to sponsor your show? I want them to sponsor my radio show. And I said, well, first you have to do the first 3 years without any sponsors. They go, that's too much work.
Well, you know, I've always said about you that, an overnight sensation is made in about 10 or 15 years, and you are one of my favorite examples with your persistence. You're a great example for small business owners.
Thank you. So this show's been going on for 10 years, and you've been around small business and business in general for a lot of years. What is some of the biggest changes you've seen over the last 10 years?
Yes, well, you know, at 10 years ago, I was only 8. But
of course. You were in front of your lemonade stand, right?
I mean, it really does seem, even though it was just a decade ago, it seems like a lifetime ago. Because if you think about the financial situation we were in a decade ago, we were in a recession. So for small business owners, it was a really challenging time deciding if they were going to keep their businesses open, how they were going to find customers, and for many people, losing their jobs if they were going to become small business owners. So there was really a sort of gloom and doom scenario, not a lot of optimism, versus today when we have a very robust economy, we have small business optimism at historic levels, lots of consumer confidence, people spending. So I think that, in terms of the environment, that's been, one of the biggest changes that we've seen over the last 10 years.
So do you think that it's good that people kind of get wrapped off all the enthusiasm? Because I keep thinking that, wow, 10 years is a long time for economic expansion. The other shoe's going to have to drop here pretty soon in the next six months to 2 years.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think if we can use our baseball analogies, we're probably in the eighth or ninth inning of this expansion. Maybe we go into an extra inning game, but eventually the game fades away. And so I think that it's important for small business owners to hunker down and prepare and to be thinking ahead and say, okay, things are fantastic now, but what am I doing to make sure that, things shift? Whether it's, like you said, 6 months, 12 months, 18 months away, it will eventually happen because that's just the way business cycles go. So I think it's something that's important. The other thing that's interesting is that because there is such a robust economy, one of the things that has changed is the ability to find employees. When the chips are down, it's very easy to find employees because everybody's looking for work. Today, there are 6.7 million jobs that are completely unfilled because people cannot find workers that are willing to work for the wages that they want to pay them or that have the skills that they need. And that particularly affects small business owners. So there's a flip side to that coin, that the small business owners that maybe don't have the same level of benefits or can't pay as much for their employees are actually today in this robust environment actually finding it really hard to find employees.
It's funny, Carol, because I experienced the same thing when I was a business owner back in 1999, and we were going through the, you know, the internet, you know, heyday and the bubble, and people were coming to me and they, you know, they said, yeah, sure, that sounds like a little kind of salary, but what's the signing bonus? And I kept saying to myself, well, can you throw a football into the end zone? You're going to get a signing bonus. But people are asking for that today again, and it's hard for small business owners.
It is hard for small business owners, and I think that's where you need to get creative. There are a lot of things that you can offer that don't cost anything. The ability for advancement and to take on more opportunities, which I think a lot of people who want to work for small businesses are interested in, or things that a lot of people don't think about. You know, you can offer long-term care insurance as a benefit, mm-hmm. and that's something that you can actually deduct, which is, you know, as the population is aging, is something that's a very interesting benefit that a lot of small business owners don't even think about. But it's definitely a little bit more challenging today, funny enough, from an employee side and an execution side.
I didn't want to leave this conversation, but I have another couple of minutes left, about a project that you've recently launched called FutureFile. And this is something that was very personal to you. And I think, again, when people are personal and passionate about their small businesses, they can't help but succeed. Tell us about this.
Yes, so this is came out of, like you said, personal experience with my father passing away after we had lost my mother and my stepmother. And he had created this amazing file for us that was a roadmap of anything that we needed, from contact information to his wishes to budgets to policies, if anything were to happen to him, whether it was an accident or whether he passed away. Well, lo and behold, 5 years ago, that was exactly what happened. He was in a freak accident. We had to make some decisions, and he ended up passing away. And by having all of this information prepared, we were not only spared a lifetime of grief on did we make the right decision, but we also were able to save more than $10,000 in tangible dollars and hundreds of hours in time, which in my world is worth a lot more than that.
Absolutely.
So we basically took this prototype my dad created and created a kit that walks you through organizing all of your information for your loved ones. So if there's an emergency, there's an aging issue, or somebody passes away, that they have all the information they need.
Carol, thanks so much for being on the show, and thanks for joining us for show number 500.
Thanks, Gary.
Coming right back, we're going to be with the special Business Sanity Talk Radio team for the first time ever. AM560 The Answer. We'll be right back.
You've already upgraded your cell phone to a smart device, which lets you use the internet to be more productive on the go. But what about your desk phone? Nextiva is a smart business phone system in the cloud. With a simple setup through an internet connection, you can soon have access to your office communications wherever you are. Stay seamlessly connected with clients and stay more mobile than ever before for just one low monthly cost. Give your business more than just a basic desk phone. Visit Nextiva.com or call 800-799-0600 to learn more today. Nextiva, simplifying your business communications. Thinking of starting your own business? Get on board for a crazy ride. Be the first person to tweet Barry at Barry Moltz and get a free copy of his book, You Need to Be a Little Crazy, The Truth About Starting and Growing Your Own Business. You will need the company.
A storm is on the horizon, and you need to keep the lights on no matter what. Your business relies on the power being on 24/7. It's the lifeblood of your data and computer systems. Weather-related outages from the power company are not acceptable. Your need for a source of power that's reliable 24/7, along with round-the-clock service that can dispatch technicians to your site immediately, is mission-critical. Your business needs Charles Equipment Energy Systems on speed dial. These are the big boys, not residential or solar, but reliable industrial generators for emergency backup or events. When
When you need more than a 100-foot extension cord plugged into a small engine generator, call Charles Equipment Energy Systems. They keep the lights on with rental generators for job sites or power outages. The storm season is here. Plan ahead. Call now to prepare generators for sudden damage and potential power outages. Call 630-834-6000. That's 630-834-6000 or charlesequipment.com. charlesequipment.com.
Now, back to Business Insanity Talk Radio. It's time to get your small business unstuck on AM 560. The Answer. Once again, here's Barry Maltz.
Well, welcome back to the 500th episode of Business Insanity Talk Radio. I want to take the last segment by talking about what I really learned from being on this radio show for the last 10 years and interviewing thousands of small business experts. I actually learned five things because we all know that business experts all talk in five things. The first one is, which it really didn't come as a big surprise, it was, I don't know everything. The second thing was, there's a lot of smart people out there that know a lot of things that if we just listen can help all of us. Number three, people are passionate and committed to what they believe. Number four, you don't start out doing 500 radio shows with famous people and sponsors. You just do the first one, then you do the second radio show, then you do the third one. And number five is consistency actually takes discipline. It's easy to do one radio show, but to do it weekly for 10 years is hard. And it takes a team like I have, which is Courtney, Debbie, and Sarah. I could not have done this without them because so much goes on from behind the scenes. So I want to welcome onto the show for the first time ever our marketing producer, Courtney Gilchrist. Courtney, for the first time ever, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks, Barry. You know, I've heard you say welcome to the show over 1,000 times now, and I actually cannot believe you are saying that directly to me.
Exactly, exactly. So one of your jobs is to listen to each of the shows after it's recorded and then write a blog post about them and then get the information out to the guests so they learn about the show and they get the information out. What has really impressed you the most, or what have you learned over the last 4 years of listening to all the shows?
Gosh, that's a great question. I think looking back on all those shows, the one thing, first of all, that really stands out to me is you, Barry. You really impressed me. You can talk to anyone about anything from artificial intelligence to cash flow to yoga. I am always impressed by the variety of small business topics you cover, and I am always learning something. I learn about new thought leaders. I learn about new trends. Just a couple weeks ago, you were talking about the tiny business movement, like the tiny house movement. Who knew?
Right.
I'm always online looking at guests' websites after I hear their segments because I just have to learn more. I'm checking out their books. I'm following them on social media. And Barry, I have even found awesome birthday gifts because your show introduced me to some really cool companies.
That is so good. And Debbie, you've been in studio producer for a very long time at WIND, AM 560, and we've been together for many years. What has impressed you the most, and what have you really learned?
Yeah, I would say it's been a joy working with you, Barry, and like what Courtney was saying, what's impressed me is the way you can transition from each of your guests and just your ease of talking with people. And something that I really enjoyed that one of your guests shared was in seeking out your passions, they said, to look for the things you do that bring you ease, enjoyment, and excellence. And that was something I really took away from your show.
Well, I have to say that both of you, including Sarah, who's our booking producer, make doing this show a joy, really easy, because it's not it is very hard to get five people lined up every single week to be there when you're ready to call. And one last person that I really want to thank is I've got to give a big shout out to Yaniv Masjedi's team at Nextiva. They have been a faithful sponsor of the show for the last 5 years, and we couldn't have done this show without them. So I want to thank all of you that come and listen every single week. This is the 500th show. As they say, that this is only the beginning. And so hopefully we'll have 500 more shows. And I want to use my standard sign-off that I always use, which is remember, love everyone, trust a few, and paddle your own canoe. I got to say, for the 500th show, and I really mean this from the bottom of my heart, have a profitable and passionate week.
You can find Barry on the web at barrymaltz.com. You've been listening to Business Insanity Talk Radio.
Have you ever seen what